What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'll have to find out what our next guest did at 20 years old. We go out to the waitforit.com hotline and bring in Joe Patrick. He is the co-host of Five Stripe Final, as well as, of course, our 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. He also has a brand new podcast. Wherever you find your podcast, go out and get Joe Patrick on Football. It's not going to be difficult to find at all. Just put Joe Patrick's name into where you find your podcast. Joe, how you doing on a Saturday, man?
I'm doing good, Caleb. I'm doing good. I'm a little bit less good when I hear that you're about to ask me what I any accomplishments I had at 20 years old.
Yeah. So okay. So just for your reference, I just mentioned the fact that the most impressive thing that I did at 20 years old, because I went through my photos of the year 2014, which is when I was 20 years old, which gets to age people, and that's always fun, is I survived Snowmageddon out on the streets. I was up at Town Center Mall, got stuck because I was trying to get an autograph for the Upton brothers who were going to be there signing together, and instead I got stuck and had to survive for a couple of days buying hotel rooms that I didn't on money I didn't have at 20 years old. So yeah, most impressive thing you did at 20 years old. Do you have anything?
Man, I mean, I'm soft. Probably the most impressive thing I can think of is it's basically making my own letterhead for a credential application that landed me at a Hawks game in a locker room with LeBron James. That is certainly something, though.
I didn't see.
There was no deception involved. It was legit, you know, website that I had at the time. And so, you know, it was all above board. But I actually couldn't believe that it happened. And to that point in my life, I thought that was probably the coolest thing that I'd ever done. That's nothing, obviously, compared to some of these athletes and stuff.
But I get it. It's funny. Joe, was thinking the same thing. I was thinking when I would type in 2014 that I would see me out. But it wasn't until I was 21. It was the next year, 2015, where I was. I had done the similar thing that you did. Was working with my university and got credentials of the Pro Bowl. So at 21, I interviewed Von Miller, Ben Roethlisberger, and Aqib Talib and a couple other people out at the NFL Pro Bowl. And that was like the most impressive thing that I did that year. But creating your own letterhead is certainly that's not nothing.
And that was, basically copying another institution's letterhead and then just like swapping out the names and like removing the logo and replacing it with our own. But I think about this question often, Caleb, because like, especially in the world of soccer, you know, it's, you have guys who are playing professionally. Yeah. Sometimes like the top homegrowns can be playing professional games at 16, 17 years old. And then, you know, they make some mistake. There's actually a great book. People are probably familiar with the movie called Fever Pitch. originally a book written, by a British writer about Arsenal, the Premier League club, and he actually has a little passage about this where, you know, there's this youngster that came up through their academy that gets a red card in a game and is booed off the field, and like people are mercilessly just cursing him out. And he's like, think about this kid. He's been the best player for his little league team, then his like little travel team, and then his academy. All the way up, he's been the best player, and now he's out here at 18 years old. He makes a mistake, gets sent off, and now everybody's telling him he's a bleep and bleep, you know? But that's just the way it goes, I guess, in sports.
Absolutely. And speaking of the world of soccer, we've had a really cool introduction to what's going to happen next year in this city with the World Cup coming. This time around, the Club World Cup getting played across different venues, including Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What you've gotten to see, Joe, of this tournament so far, I guess what's impressed you with how Atlanta has been as a host specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unfortunate so far for Atlanta because they've had a couple games that have been kind of like in the middle of the day on a weekday, and so it's just not very easy for people to get out. And the matchups they've had are not very, you know, like not geographically close to the fan bases. So understandably, like not filling out the stadium. But I think that will, as the tournament progresses, it could change. And it was great to see Lionel Messi score, and that crowd was very into that game. So, but I would say that aside, it's actually been a pretty interesting tournament, even if it is just kind of, it feels exhibition-y to me. But still, you're actually seeing some exciting stuff. You're seeing these Brazilian teams that are really fun to watch. Boca Juniors had a great, you know, outing against Bayern Munich and with a great goal in that game. So it's been fun to see some of that, that like true, like international soccer atmosphere kind of, you know, start to make its way around the country. And just kind of what's the appetite for what it's going to be like 100x this next summer.
Yeah. I mean, to get to witness an MLS club win their first competition that actually matters, it's not a friendly, against the European club, really cool for, I guess, unfortunately, that was Miami that was in Atlanta. but to get to see Messi and everything like that, it's certainly been cool. I know a big topic of conversation has been the playing conditions, or at least were coming into the match, just because of how things were discussed last year with the different circumstances of the grass being brought in. This time around, a much better situation. The alien grow lights are out there. What has been the conversation that you've heard about how the playing surface is held up in Atlanta?
Well, actually, I have not heard much about it. And that in of itself tells you that is a very good thing. The only reason the surface gets talked about is when it's bad. So if you're not hearing any talk of it, then that's a very good thing. And it makes sense that, you know, the FIFA organizers, they wanted this to be a true test run for next summer. And they gave the grass more time to set in for this tournament than they did last year. I think they only gave it a day basically to kind of settle in before they started playing on it. And it was bad last year. This year seems to be a lot better. They've got like different, they basically have just, you know, improved, and the process is kind of more substantiated this year than it has been prior. So that's great news. And I think that it should make for the World Cup games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium go off without a hitch.
Now they will be, at least my understanding, tearing this all up and getting rid of it by the time the five stripes come around to play back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But, Joe, I wanted to go from Club World Cup to talking about the five stripes and the fact that it was your account that brought up a kind of rumor that's out here in the streets as we get ready for this back half.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Half of the season for Atlanta United, that is Pedro Amador on the move here? Like, what's kind of going on with the team as far as them being sellers?
Sounds like he could be. There's a report out there that there's a $1.2 million bid for him from a Saudi Arabian club, a Saudi club. And the point that I made, that I put out there, is that if that is the deal on the table, then I think that Atlanta United has to take it. And it's unfortunate because, you know, Pedro Amador has not been one of the worst offenders on this greatly underperforming Atlanta United team, not at all. But this Atlanta United team is nowhere close to being competitive. And how long do you really want to keep around a player like Pedro Amador when it's probably going to take a little bit of time to make all the transfers to really turn over this roster, when you could get resources for him right now? And, you know, not just any resources, but, you know, you sign him on a free transfer, he gets paid slim wages, you would get $1.2 million to basically inject back into this rebuild. I think that that's just, you know, I think that that is a deal that it's just smart to take because it's going to make the rebuild more successful. And there's lots of moves that this team is going to have to make. There's obviously going to be a lot of players on this current roster whose contracts drop off after this year, and that will just free up cap space. But they're going to need to make signings, or they're going to need to bring in players. And also, you know, for example, like, you know, one that maybe people don't think about so much, but like a goalkeeper, like you're going to have to bring in a starting goalkeeper, and that's not something you can really kind of skimp on in terms of the cost. So there's a lot of work to do for this team in terms of the rebuild. And I just think that it makes sense to basically take anything that people are going to give you. You got to kind of sell the thing for parts, basically, at this point. I don't think that the DPs are going to move. I think that all three of those guys, Moranchuk, Almiron, and Latte Lott, will be here next year and probably going forward. And frankly, I don't think that those guys are necessarily the problem with this team. I think that there's just a lot of other parts of this team that are not working well, and they're going to need to replace. And so I would take the $1.2 million into doing that.
Talking with Joe Patrick on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Joe, apart from being our 9-to-9 the game Falcons reporter, apart from having the Five Stripe Final podcast that you can listen to, he's also got a new Falcons podcast. And so I want to get spend the rest of our time talking about that. Joe Patrick on football. Very simple and straight to the point. We love that. Joe.
Pass is legal.
Yeah, pass is legal. Exactly. When it comes to this upcoming season and how Terry has rationalized putting together how the draft played out and all of these sorts of things, we've seen some recent comments where Terry Fontenot, GM of the Falcons, justified trading that pick to the Rams and or trading for the Rams pick this year in order to take James Pierce Jr. How have you kind of seen him justify this whole process of what he's done to give up assets in the future, which it included you sending out a tweet with the word anti-mimetic is something that I was like, I had to read it like three times because I said, he said, what? Okay. There's not an S there. Fine. Okay. We're all good. But, yeah. How do you see Terry kind of rationalizing this thought process that obviously a lot of fans have been up in arms about because the uncertainty of not having a first-round pick next year?
Yeah. So a couple things. First, on the James Pierce Jr. thing, I think the way that Terry Fontenot has framed this and the way the Falcons' Raheem Morris will continue to frame this is they basically are just using their first round pick next year or this year. And I think that that's generally fine. Like that's a fair way to say it. Because I think a lot of people, when you look at the trade, the fact that they got a third round pick back in that deal that allowed them to continue to pick up the pieces they needed in that draft with Xavier Watts, which is ultimately where that pick went, even though they had to trade up again using that pick to get him. I think that it basically makes sense that that's what they did. And I think that it speaks, I think it's actually smart, it is a little queasy. It makes your stomach a little queasy to trade away a first round pick. But the way I see it, Caleb, is like, you aren't like, it's a very deep edge class this year, or it was. And so why not like invest into that, like really go into the strength of the class, which is also a clear weakness for this team and has been like generationally. So I think that the Falcons were very smart to just use the strength of their class to their advantage. You could actually say they did the same thing last year when everyone was even more pissed about what they did when they drafted Michael Penix with the eighth overall pick when they didn't necessarily need one because they'd already signed Kirk Cousins. But how often do you come across a quarterback class that's this deep and you're picking, at the end of the top 10 and you have a quarterback as talented as Michael Penix is, and we're starting to see just what the Falcons were seeing when they were scouting him now that he started to play. And yeah, it is a little painful at the time to make that deal, but ultimately I think it's going to look like it's going to turn out to be, one of the smartest moves that this team has potentially made in many years and potentially securing a long-term starting quarterback. I'm not anointing him as that now, but it certainly looks like he's going to be that. And so, I just think it's smart. And I just generally think that when you look at all these moves that Terry's made, like, yes, they are unusual. They're absolutely not typical. What I would call the NPC GM would do, the non-playable character GM would do. It's like, when you're doing the mock drafts, you expect all the teams, what the teams outside of you are going to do for what their needs are. And Terry Fontenot is not necessarily going to follow that script like other GMs or other teams or even fans think he should. And I also want to say, this is for better or for worse, which is what I put in that tweet. Like, it doesn't always work out. Taking Kyle Pitts as the highest drafted tight end in NFL history did not work out, but they thought that that was something that was worth doing, and that's not necessarily on par with some of these other deals that we've seen, but just generally speaking, Terry Fontenot is not going to kind of like, lean on and kind of, I would kind of say, kind of be scared and kind of just do the thing that he's not going to get criticized for doing, like he's going to be bold. He's going to make those moves. I wonder if part of that, the reason is because he comes from this Mickey Loomis school from New Orleans Saints, where they have been aggressive in going for their guys. And it has for similar results in New Orleans. It's paid off for them in some respects. And sometimes it blows up in their face. But I think that Terry Fontenot is just, I respect his willingness to kind of open himself up to the criticism that we've seen him get in order to do what he thinks is the best thing for the organization.
We'll get to mull it over for the next few weeks until we can see this team in training camp. And then, of course, wait around for week one, how it all will play out. That is Joe Patrick. Follow him on social media at JAPatrick200, co-host of Five Strike Final, as well as make sure you look for his podcast, Joe Patrick on Football. Joe, really appreciate you giving us some of your time on this Saturday, man.
Always enjoy coming on, Caleb. Thanks for having me on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.